Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to share with us on the subject, the role of dark-skinned people in God's kingdom agenda today.
Wow. O se enena sem ni se ebibifo anaya numa nyame aye aduma ye yetuntumi. Ye kwanya wo nyame aboama ye se ye beye ewo onyame ne frede ne pebu. Wo enewiase.
The gospel of the kingdom can be applied to various people groups like Jewish people, like black people, etc., Arabs, etc., etc.
Na wo nyame asem no etumi ba man kwakuo ti se bia Jewfo, ti se bia Arabfo.
Sometimes you can be in church and God's word will come to you personally. Your name is called out and God speaks to you personally. There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with specifying a person to minister to, or a group of people like Jewish people, like Arabs, and ministering to them. There is nothing wrong with that. So we want to apply the gospel of the kingdom to dark-skinned people. And we want to learn what God has got for us today. What is his agenda for dark-skinned people today? Now, our text is Romans chapter 15 and then verse 4. What I'm going to do is I'm going to lay a foundation and then I'll talk to you about five things that God wants dark-skinned people to perform today. Let's rise up for the reading of God's word. For whatsoever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Please be seated. The Bible says that whatsoever things were written. Whatsoever things means that everything that has been written. And the Bible is really talking about the Old Testament over here. They were written for our learning. Not for our reading. So we have to learn the Old Testament. Why should we do that? The Bible says that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So if you read the Old Testament, you actually learn the Old Testament. There is a reason for that. The Bible says that ultimately it is so that you will have hope. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And this hope is talking about the things that God did in the Old Testament, God repeating those things now or today. So as dark-skinned people, there are things that have been written in the Old Testament concerning us, which we have to learn. And those things are going to come to pass in our lives. The Bible is really talking about something that gives us hope. It's not talking about our negative history, you know, because if you read the Bible, you see some places where there are negative things. Yeah, concerning us. But we thank God for Jesus. He ended the bad history. So that the history that must repeat itself is the good history about you and I. The third thing I want to talk to you about God's kingdom agenda for dark-skinned people today. is leading the church into the promised land. Leading the church of God into the promised land. If you read Numbers chapter 10, verse 29 downwards, you'll know that although Moses, Aaron, and Miriam were called to lead the people of Israel to the promised land, they could not. Actually, Joshua took them there. And Joshua was with a certain man called Hobab.
Now Joshua no ni papa bi e friend Hobab ne.
Actually he started with Moses in the wilderness.
Oni Moses na sha se wa esre no so.
And Moses appealed to him. This was Moses' brother-in-law, Zipporah, Moses' wife's brother. Now come with us and be our eyes, see for us, lead us, be the visionary and take us to the land of promise, because we don't know this terrain. We are in a wilderness, we want to get out. We want to get into rulership in the land of Canaan.
Now a friend akunta, se akunta bra. Abra be yen niwa ma yen jayen fo yen ko sa asase ni so se yen niwa aha yesre so akonta no so ye bibini.
So although he was not in the original leadership, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam,
e wo mo se won yakopon kro fo san wo mo si ho no e wo mo se no anka ho Moses, Miriam, and Aaron no anka ho de,
God brought him in
won yakopon de ne be
to share the leadership
amasa akendi no no so nya ho akwa
of the over 3 million Jews who had to move to the promised land
wo sa en kro fo bebre won yame kro fo a wo to wo mo bosha asase.
And in Judges chapter 1 verse 16 he got them there.
Now okay kan wo temo afo mo ma na wo so wo de wo mo koy
that dark skinned man called Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law, got them to the promised land. Ladies and gentlemen, it teaches us one thing. It gives us hope for one thing. That whereas the history of Africa, it's as if even there are no black people in the Bible. It's as if, as for us, God cannot use us for anything consequential. But look at the big things that God is using dark-skinned people. It is the same in the New Testament church. In Acts chapter 11, verse 26, dark skinned people led the New Testament church to a place where they were identified with Jesus. The Bible says it was in Antioch, where there were certain prophets and teachers, and there were five of them. Three were dark-skinned people. Turn to Acts chapter 13. I will show you that. Sure. Now, it was in this Antioch that the disciples, the Holy Spirit records it, they were first called Christians. In other words, it was in Antioch, named after Antiochus Epiphanes, a certain wicked ruler, you know, who, it was in Antioch that the dark-skinned leadership led the church to be identified with Jesus for the first time, that they call them Christians. That's the promised land for the church. When we are identified with Jesus and they call us Christians like Christ.
What's the crobby? I have friend Antioch. And Penifor has one pen for no we do. Me and we have before. South Crona Antioch Kohono. And now one to me, Jack Christosum Koho. One young crow for the Antioch Kronum and the United Christianity. Hallelujah. Christopher, hallelujah. Point where you suffer the amount of profound in the name.
Listen, the ultimate of God is for the church to come to the stature of Christ.
Now, when I meet you, plan is said, I saw you know, you better say Christo.
This one happened first in Antioch.
Now, why at that day, kind of Antioch?
That disciples were first called Christians. They got to the promised land. The ultimate of God for the church. Now look at the composition of the leadership of the church in Antioch. Because the point I'm teaching you is that it was dark-skinned people God used to send the church in the wilderness to their place of promise.
Now me pass out here say say when Yakupon na me before so and I yetu me ma when yamin crow for echo boss asase no so.
And he repeats it because the gift and the callings of God, they cannot be repented. God doesn't change it.
When yamin ye ni bi say so when yamin friend na do not demand what once say.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah, to cry dodo.
I'm teaching you this so that you open your window, your door of faith.
Hallelujah.
When you hear this word and let the Son of God shine into the darkness of Africa, that we will walk with God in the light.
Now
in a church that had raised the ultimate. They were, the disciples were called, identified with Christ,
now,
Christians. There were certain prophets and teachers. Five of them. Number one, Barnabas. Number two, Simeon. He was called Nigger.
Yeah, the Nigger.
The Greek, if you take any Greek dictionary, Nigger is black.
Now, sir, what?
I know you hear about the word nigger. It's an old Latin that got itself into Greek. Nigger is back in your Greek Bible. That's the first black man. Lucius of Cyrene.
Lucius of Cyrene.
You see, he said of Cyrene. When he says something is off, it means that he comes from there. He's off. He's not even from. You can be from Cyrene and not be of Cyrene.
Uh-huh.
You can be from America and not be of America.
Yeah.
He is of Cyrene. Uh-huh. Of Cyrene. Cyrene is a city in the northeastern part of Libya, which is Africa. That's black man, black leader in the church that took them to the promised land. Number two. Some people don't like this prophetic word I am giving to black people. I have called you by name and I'm giving you God's word.
Yes. Yes.
You are talking about white people that, oh, no. God gives specific word. Everywhere you give specific word. Receive it.
Receive it. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going somewhere. Let me finish. Manian, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. The third black person in the leadership was Saul.
Wow.
Saul.
Wow.
I know some of you are confused.
Yes.
You don't know that Saul looked black.
Saul, where you be beneath?
If you go read Acts chapter 21, there was an intelligence officer, a captain. Paul was on trial. He didn't know, he hadn't met Paul physically before. Now, when this captain, this intelligence officer, like a CIA man, saw Paul for the first time, nobody had introduced Paul to him. So he asked, Paul, are you not that Egyptian who led some rebels to rebel in the wilderness? Are you not that? The question is that if Paul had light skin, he had blonde hair, yellow hair. If Paul's hair was yellow and his eyes were blue, like a Scandinavian, somebody from Finland, and his skin was light, will this intelligent captain look at Paul and say, are you not that Egyptian? There was something about Paul that identified him with Africa. So although he was a Jewish person, the captain confused. He said, are you not that Egyptian? Are you not that African? Because his skin was dark.
Hallelujah. Was it Papa way? I see I didn't. I heard Paul did not say, Paul.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not going to be bypassed at all. As far as the Church of the Lord realizing the full stature of Christ, as it was in the beginning with Hobab, as it was the first time the church was identified with Christ, whatever was written is written for our learning, not our reading. You see how detailed I am with you. Because these are things that you have to learn it. They are written for your learning. So that you have hope. So that you know that the sun is shining outside. That God will do it for you again. Because there is no variation with him. Neither shadow of turning. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let me talk to you about the fourth thing. The fourth role of the dark-skinned man in God's kingdom agenda today is for us to be the organizers of the kingdom church. There is a kingdom church and there is a religious church. The kingdom church has got the keys of the kingdom for heaven to be represented on earth. The kingdom church wants heaven to come down. The religious church wants the earth to vamoose to heaven. We have to organize the kingdom church. Because
Jethro,
the prince and the priest of Midian, there was a time in the book of Numbers chapter
18
when God brought Israel out of
Egypt,
and Jethro heard it. He went to meet Moses with Zipporah and the two children of Moses who were with him. He was happy. He called all of them together, including the elders of
Israel.
And he offered, oh, hallelujah. Because he was Abraham's child. No, I'm talking about Midian. Is Abraham's child. They had learned the burnt offering thing. So he offered burnt offering and sacrifices, and they ate. The Bible says Moses and the elders of Israel ate with Jethro before God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Listen carefully, you don't know the story, I'm telling you. The next day or so, Jethro saw Moses. He was sitting there. And the people of Israel had done a very long line. And he saw he was talking to them. Everybody will come and then they will go. And then the next time will come and go. And then he called Moses. Moses, come. He said, what you are doing is not good. God is taking you into the kingdom. At this time, the law had not been given. There was nothing like law. He said he's going to make them a kingdom of priests. And then he saw what Moses is doing. He says that what you are doing, you will tie yourself down. And the people too will be tied in the line. He says, come, let me give you advice. I want you to break the people into thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens, and set rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens over them. And let those people attend to their problems when they want to know things of God. Let those rulers attend to them and let them bring you only the difficult thing. And then he told him that if you do this, and he added that God is commanding you so. Can you imagine? His excellency. This man was so excellent that he had to organize the church. The Bible says that Moses listened to his father-in-law and he structured the church. He built kingdom structures in the church, in the wilderness, and everything was going beautiful.
Now, Sir Jethro, yeah, your friend, his excellency, your friend Moses, I'll say, hey, Master Bra.
Thus came people, hear the word of the Lord. That God's agenda for you today is for you to build kingdom structures in the church. Don't wait for white people to build it before you build it. As long as we are waiting upon what white people have done to follow, God's agenda for the church of the Lord will not be done. If we believe that the kingdom of God is about coming, and our Jesus is coming as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, then it is time for us to put the structures in place. Because he is coming for a church that has no blame as far as his kingdom agenda is concerned. That is why God had to use another dark-skinned man called Paul. To build kingdom structures in the New Testament church. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, you say, let the prophet speak this, and let this one do it, and let this say, this one is a commandment of the Lord. If you have this, bring. If you have that, bring. If you have this, bring. If you have that, and that is why Paul wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. He was just an organizer. He was a builder. He wasn't just a contractor, a building contractor, building tents. He was building the church of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now what you are painful for now? You tell me, son. Paul, through Mupa, Kesiapa. Now, no, you'll be able to see.
God is anointing dark-skinned people, little children. Not to be follow people. That if you do not see Benihin do it, it means that when you do it, you have sinned. That if you do not see a white man do it, it means that we can't do it because they start the thing and we learn how to do this thing and we go to London, we go to the United States to learn how church is done and we come and we say that, well, they do it like this, well, even offering is like that, so let's do it. What is this?
Now I see. Oh, Jehovah. What is this?
I am not saying you cannot copy anything from the way the white man does things. Please, don't spoil my message. That is not the point. The point is for us to liberate ourselves outside the box. And know that a certain grace is upon your life. White people may not have written any book about it. But I tell you, because God is Alpha and Omega. If you position yourself well, and by faith you open your window, light will shine in the darkness. Hallelujah. Of the religious kind of things that we do. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
He wants to use us like that.
Finally, the last thing I want to talk to you about, which has been done in times past, and you wonder, you see that the thing is purely by grace. All these things I'm talking to you about, it comes just by grace. All the roles that we have to play, lofty though it is by God's grace. It's a gift on our people. You know, God puts gifts in people group, in families. So you can see a particular gift, it flows in a family. A particular gift, it flows in a certain type of people. It is because God has just blessed them and there is no variation with him. Their children and their children's children, well positioned, will enjoy the same anointing, the same light, the same organizing the church. It will be upon their lives.
Now what you say? When Yami or Tumima and Krofukobi Adum, or Tumima and Busyabi Adum, or Tumima or Maduma to say, if you were so echo, I do Yami Yamaum, so one with
the
baby.
Finally, the fifth thing I want to talk to you about our role as dark skinned people in God's kingdom agenda. You must understand the kingdom agenda. I'm not saying what God is doing on the earth, his kingdom agenda. Is that he has chosen us. He has selected us to be bearers of the cross. He has elected us. He has graced us
to carry the cross of Jesus. Let me get more specific. We are supposed to carry the message of the cross and put it on earth for people to be born again by understanding the cross. The Bible says that anybody who doesn't pass through the door to the sheepfold is a fake. There is a need. Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I came preaching Jesus and him crucified. Because he knew that if he doesn't give them a revelation of the cross of Jesus, what Jesus did for us on the cross, his performance for us, if they don't get it and they respond, they become like sheep in wolves in sheep's clothing.
Now Paul in him said, enu kure wom ankasa nkyere nkrofo ma mo nya nkwagye a enya mba ye nwan a wom nya nwan ai woof a wom nya nwan akata wom ho enu ti se ofa ansenua no nokure wom no ni we di sam ekasa kyere wom no mo benya nkwagye di a na ma ye nwan ankasa.
In Matthew chapter 27, Jesus was going to the cross. When I went to the Holy Land, God took me there by his grace. There are staircases now. We went through all the stages of the cross to Golgotha. And you see tension in your body. Even after all these years of erosions and all that. Jesus was too weak to carry the cross. So they saw a certain man called Simeon of Cyrene. This is in Matthew 27 verse 32. And they called Simeon of Cyrene. I've told you that Cyrene is a city in Libya. That belongs to Africa. You see, now these people who are living in Algeria and Egypt and Tunisia, they have become Europeanized. You are aware of that? Yeah, they have become Europeanized. I mean, they all look like European people. I'm talking about the Nazi dread. The Nazi dread. You're in those times. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. They got this black man to carry the cross of Jesus to Golgotha. What message is God trying to give to us? Because God is so much a God of order, and I'm bringing my message to an end, that he chooses the small and then he makes the small a message to the larger group, so that the larger group will look at the small. He can't choose everybody to carry it. Only one person can carry it.
So
this black man partook in the cross work. He went so close to Jesus. Took the cross from his shoulder. Put it on his shoulder. And made it up this long stairway to Golgotha. Whatsoever things were written aforetime. There is no detail in the Bible which doesn't have meaning. It was written for our learning. It means there are lessons in it. God is speaking to all dark-skinned people in this time. As it was in the beginning, that it is time to bear. You can't go and bear a physical cross, you know that. But there is the message of the cross that you can bear. Because Jesus is not around to physically bear the cross, the message of the cross. We have to bear the message of the cross. My prayer for you as we end is that God will open your eyes so that you'll get to understand the cross. We call it the old rugged cross.
Because God wants to reveal Jesus again. He wants to reveal what he has done for humanity. And it is a calling for all mankind. But ours is a special election. That by his grace, as you position yourself, the light of the cross will shine in your heart, and you cannot help it but to teach the cross, but to teach the performance of Jesus and reveal what Jesus has done. You don't deny Jesus of what he has done. You don't do it half-half. You do it fully. He died for us. He did a lot for us. We need to preach this. We need to teach this. We need to teach the cross. The message that if you get up and you are teaching as a dark-skinned person, God's grace will come upon you. God's anointing will come upon you. It's the message of the cross. Because that is how he did it in the beginning.
And
that is God's agenda for dark-skinned people today. God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.